Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so perplexed by your story. Our future seems so right. When it rains, it pours upheaval. Don't know how we will align. How are we just say we're meant to be? Can't wrap this round my mind. It seems you will always be my mirror, even though we're lost in time.
Have you ever lost someone? Can't get them off your mind.
Welcome to another week of me giving you the breakdown on the Divine Masculine and the Divine Feminine. And my goodness, it's a lot of energies coming in, and we are on the brink of the new moon, which is tomorrow, and it's in Scorpio. So I know you guys have been feeling this whole entire shift with this life, death, rebirth. Oh my gosh, I was literally telling myself, I'm like, you know what? It's actually pretty cool to be single right now, because it's like people that are in relationships, I'm pretty sure y'all are going through. And if you're not going through, but if you're like waiting to be in a relationship or just in a relationship with yourself, it's like that's like the best space to be in right now. It's like I don't know, it's like you're sitting in heaven, and if you like me, then you would have made, like, God your husband or something, you know? You'd have been, like, basically chilling during these times, and nothing can be more powerful and more magical than the love that Source can give you. Because when Source gives you love, I'm telling you, you are in a whole entire another dimension. It's like all these different aspects of yourself open up that you never even knew were possible to open up. Like, y'all missing out. I'm telling you, if you're looking for anything else outside of yourself, you're really missing out, because that's the point of you going through what you're going through, because you're like really missing out. So you're going through those things because it's Scorpio season too, and it's life, death, rebirth, transformation. So them flashlights is going off within y'all systems to bring up things, to show you things within yourself that were hidden that you were missing the whole entire time, and you were refusing to get it. So now you're literally forced to stare at yourself in the eyeballs, in the mirror, besides just brushing your teeth and washing your face and running out the bathroom. Now you have to literally face yourself. And if you've never faced yourself, you're probably having a hard time doing that, because right about now you're being forced to. So hopefully you guys are doing really good, and we are in the shadow period of Mercury retrograde. On top of it being Scorpio, on top of it being a Scorpio new moon, I have Scorpio, let's see, we have this Mercury in Sagittarius on top of that, which is cool because my sun sign is Sagittarius. But here we are, we got Venus in Scorpio on top of that, and I love it because my Venus is in Scorpio. And then my ascendant is in Scorpio. And then my moon is in Scorpio. And then my Mercury and Mars is in Scorpio too. Who better off to bring you a better topic on this magic matter, right, than me? I love it. So I'm going to jump right in. I wasn't going to pull cards for you guys, but I decided, why not? Let's see what's in the air for you guys before I give a breakdown on what's up with me and sharing with everyone out there my relationship with Lilith, Venus, the goddesses of love, specifically Oshun and Sekhmet and Mayat. And of course, my ancestors, specifically more my grandmother and my great-great-grandmother and my great-great-great-grandmother and my great-great-great-great-great-grandma and my great-great-great-great-great. Okay, I can keep going and on and on and on and on, but I'm telling you, the women that are in my family, especially on the ancestor bloodline, oh my goodness, these ladies, women are so powerful. They are so powerful and so beautiful and so loving. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm going to tell you about them in a minute, but before I get really carried away with that, I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a breakdown of your cards. I already did your new moon and your full moon readings. And I thank each and every one of you for your support. I love you guys so much. Oh, my gosh, you guys, we got like, I can't even explain it. We got almost like 300 subscribers like in like 4 days. And you guys are like giving me comments, and the comments are just pouring in, and I want to respond to all of them, but it's just too much, you guys, and I'm just doing way too much. And I would love to just sit and chat with you, but if you're not reaching out to me for business services, please respect the fact that this is what I do for a living. And not only that, I got children I got to take care of. And not only that, I have to keep going because the energies are going so fast and I'm always getting downloads, so I'm always on the move, so I'm always creating something new, so I can't just stop and chat. I'd love to, and I appreciate your comments. I appreciate you wanting to talk, but if you're not calling just for business services or reaching out to me for business services, then please respect that space, okay, because I'm always on the grind for being used right now, right? So with that being said, I want to call in fire, earth, air, water, spirit, and ether, my ancestors, wayshowers, guides, and the ascended masters to help me give the divine masculine and the divine feminine the best insights as to where we are right now during these energies and this life-transforming portal of Scorpio, and how it applies to us during this transformation time of ascension, of rebirth. So, with that being said, I'm going to go right in. I'm going to start with the divine feminine, of course, ladies first. There is a reason that ladies first. There is a reason that they always said, let the lady and the children go. There was a reason for that. That's the natural order. That's the natural law. That's how things always were, and things are getting back to balance. So because things are getting back to balance, I must respect that. So I'm going to start off. I pulled three cards for you and Divine Feminine, and three cards with the Divine Masculine. And I'm going to start off with the Divine Feminine. So how are you, girl? What's up? How you doing? I am so appreciative of you. You are such a matriarch, and you are so beautiful, and I feel your glow. And I thank you so much for all of your comments and all of your love and all of your appreciation. And I appreciate my haters out there and those that have been throwing shade. And it's so cool because it's like I got an umbrella, right? And the way I look at it is like this umbrella, like, literally has been, like, giving me, like, so much just beautiful shade, like, when all this rain is around us, and it's been giving me more and more downloads. So it's like, it's just beautiful. So shout out to all my haters, and shout out to, of course, to all of my supporters. And I'm going to quit rambling and go right in because I can talk forever. All right. Especially we got this Mercury going on here. Okay. Here we go. You got the Three of Diamonds. Divine Feminine, of course, I'm talking to you. You have the Five of Clubs, and you have the Jack of Diamonds. Okay. Now, the Three of Diamonds is talking about mistrust of financial institutions. Many of you could also be having some financial concerns, and I told y'all to watch that spending. Did I not tell you to watch that spending? And you know, a lot of energy has been coming in, and we're in Jupiter on top of that, so Jupiter is like a time of expansion. So I don't know if I mentioned this to y'all, but watch your waistline. You know, if you notice you've been wanting to eat more, that's what's up with that. And because it's been in Scorpio and Mercury, I know that you have a lion of strength going on, because this Three of Diamonds, it says that in the cards. You have this strength of protection around you. Like, you kind of can be roaring at people. And I'm not mad at you guys, though. I'm not mad at you for the simple fact that I actually get it now. I understand why the Divine Feminine has been attacked for being herself, she has been attacked because of who she is. When something's not right, she has something within her that repels drama, repels BS. And it's like a natural built-in BS detector, so I'm no longer going to get on you for being who you are. So I can't even say nothing to that. And as I go further in the message, you'll hear why. Okay. Also, you're going through this self-protection and material interest, okay? And that's probably a lot dealing with your home, business matters, things of that nature. You can be thrown into uncertainty, dark thoughts, and deep mistrust of others, and not receiving your deserved appreciation, of course, because you're the Divine Feminine. But you're probably experiencing right now, like, unreliable friends and associates, and that has a lot to do with especially those who have beauty, material security, or other advantages. It's like you're prone to jealousy and gossip. And the reason that you're prone to jealousy and gossip, see, the fact that you're the Divine Feminine, your light is glowing and it's shining so bright that it scares a lot of people. And not just scare a lot of people, it makes a lot of people mad. And they be hating, like, why can't it be me? Like, what's up with that? And if you have gone into your own business, I'm telling you now, do not feel guilty for any friends or so-called friends or family members that come around you and try to get you to give them your business services for free. If they have to go down to the city and pay their light bills or their cable bill, their phone bill, they cannot get a discount from the city. So therefore, if they're your friends, your true friends, and your true family, they're going to support you and what you do for a living. They're not going to ask you for discounts. They're not going to ask you for nothing for free, because they're going to know that's how you get down, and they're going to know that currency, which is your money, and their money is an exchange of energy. So if they have money to go shopping and do everything that they do shopping, you want money too. You don't want to give them your business services for free, okay? So they got to respect the grind. So a lot of you are probably even receiving shade because of that. But don't be mad at them. Just know that, you know, you just have to surround yourself with people that respect what you do because of who you are. And trust me, spirit will bring in people around you who will respect you for who you are, because these are the times where especially in Scorpio season, where you're coming into a time, we all are, where if something's not balanced, if it's not right, then you're getting away from it. So you're awesomely standing in your divine feminine power, and all I can say to that is you go, girl, okay? Now, the Five of Clubs is your next card, okay? The Five of Clubs is talking about, like, I want to do that one last. Okay, since I already mentioned, I'm going to do it now. Okay, Five of Clubs. Five of Clubs. It's talking about you have, basically, many of you out there are going through, like, a change of mind and plans. You're restless. Like, you're so done with waiting on your divine masculine. You're so tired of it. You're just like, you know what? Like, I'm so done with this space. This is not even funny no more. Like, I'm just, like, over him. I'm ready to just move on with my life and, like, let him do what he does. Like, I'm just over this, right? So many of you have a desire to explore new realms, or, you know, at least mentally you are anyways. So your mentality is putting you in places where it's like signals are going off within you that there's a change. This is a time of change. This is Scorpio season, life, death, rebirth. So basically you're dissatisfied with how things are and how they went, and you don't want to deal with that progress no more. You want to deal with new arenas now. So now you're eager to go anywhere other than remain where you are. So you're prone to jealousy. You're prone to suspicion. And because of that, there's been a lot of changes in your mental attitude towards your partner or who you were waiting for as a partner or who you could potentially be in a partnership with. So because of that, many of your marriages or potential marriages have faltered. And basically, like I always tell you, one of the way you look at it is like that R. Kelly song, When a Woman Stood Up, that song. Well, basically, that's how you're feeling right now. And many of you are like, you know what, I am fed up. I am not doing this. I am so done. And you have every right to feel that way. As a matter of fact, I honestly know for a fact that you're supposed to feel that way right now for the simple fact that you are the divine feminine. And one thing I will say about the divine feminine is that she has never been given a chance to just be herself. She has always been judged for if she's too emotional, she's too aggressive, she was always too something. So now we're in the times to where you are absolutely taking center stage, because spirit is showing you not only who you are, but spirit is allowing you to be yourself, especially if you are being yourself in a 100% holistic manner. That is in mind, body, and spirit, okay? The next card you have is the Jack of Diamonds. The Jack of Diamonds is talking about values, security, your dharma. Basically, like, you have come into your recognition of your spiritual power and who you are. So, let me see. What I love about this Jack of Diamonds is that the fact that the Divine Masculine got the same exact card. And basically, it's like you're dealing with, like, your enterprise, like you're a professional leader. You're very money conscious. You're mentally keen. You're sharp. You're clever. Your profession is very productive. And it's like you must have outlets for your gifts as well. And if you feel like you're bottled up in a bottle, like you just want to break out. You want to get out. You want change. You don't want to stay stuck or stagnant. And that can cause a lot of you to feel like, you know, I need something new. I need a change. So what I love about this card, though, it's a very different card. I'm using one of the alchemy cards, the plain deck card, the Jack of Diamonds. And I use a separate deck of cards for what I use a white deck for the Divine Feminine. I use a dark deck for, it's like white and blue for the Divine Feminine, and it's a black and red deck for the Divine Masculine. Now, there's different pictures on them, and I want to explain this picture that's on this Jack of Diamonds. I kind of went more into the alchemy science of it. As I was looking at the breakdown of it, first of all, I was looking at it, it was upside down. And it looked like it was, okay, it's a dragon, first of all. And the dragon, the way the dragon was shaped, it's like it was just leaning upside down and looked like a bat at first. So I said, okay, well, let me look at the spiritual meaning to bat. Spiritual meaning is like to guide you through darkness. And basically it's like, let bats teach us to see by hearing. Once again, let bats teach us to see by hearing. Are you paying attention to your spiritual intuitions? Are you going deep within? Are you staying on top of your meditations? Are you listening to spirit? Because there's so many downloads coming through right now. You're being spoken to on so many levels. If you're paying attention, you will get it, okay? Then I turn the card right side up. As I turn the card right side up, I noticed that it was not only a dragon, but the way that the tail was shaped that made me believe it was a bat in the first place. The dragon has its tail in a circle shape, but it's in a form of a pentagram, okay? And let me see. The dragon, first of all, it's in the form of a pentacle. And the pentacle was another symbol for Metatron's cube. And the pentacle, as I always tell you, is one of the highest forms of protection. So the pentacle has been depicted as evil or, you know, something very dark, things of that nature. That's because those empowered your mentality has caused many of you out there to believe that the pentacle was evil and it was not there to protect you. That way you can run from it. Anything they tell you that is evil, they tell you that so that way you won't look at it and you can run the opposite direction. So they did a good job with that. But I'm telling you right now, the pentacle is your best friend, okay? Especially if dealing with protection. It's like one of the highest forms of protection, okay? The dragon is it's symbolic for guidance, strength, courage, and fortitude. So basically, that's what you got, girl. That's your cards that you got. And I'm going to keep going because I have so much to share. So the Divine Masculine, how are you? Peace to the gods. How's everyone out there? Thank you guys so much for supporting. And I know you guys have been like, this girl has been going in on me. No, I have not been going in on you at all. You can take it because you are a god and you got this. You got these energies. You know, stick your chest up. You got it. I know who I'm talking to out there. I'm not talking to no little wimps. I know I'm not talking to no little wimps. Matter of fact, you know darn well that your mother talks to you worse than the way I talk to you. But many of you, you know, you need specific guidance, and that's why, you know, you're under the sound of my voice, because if I irritated you that much, trust me, you would never come back. But the fact that you're back and the fact that you're even here in the first place, it's all good because you have something that is helping me learn, and I have something that is helping you learn. So I love the fact that for some reason we all signed up in this life cycle to be here together energetically to help each other grow, okay? So with that being said, I'm going to jump right into your reading. Divine Masculine, all right, here you go. You got the King of Spades, all right? That's interesting because you got that in your full moon reading, and then this card came up again, but I'm going to keep telling you what you got. You got the Ace of Diamonds, and then you got the Jack of Diamonds, which is interesting because that's that same card that the Divine Feminine got, okay? So now here it is. You're mirroring her. You guys are always mirroring each other. So it's pretty deep how everyone wants to say, oh, the Divine Masculine's going through something, he's going through something. Yes, the Divine Feminine's going through something too. You both are mirroring each other. So just as much as the Divine Feminine has been through, trust me, the Divine Masculine has been through it. Both of you have both been through the same exact equal amount of drama. Trust and believe me, he has handled it on the masculine side and she has handled it on the feminine side. So no one's outdoing the other one when it comes to who's gone through the most drama. The Divine Masculine and the Divine Feminine, whether you know it or not, both of them have actually been through the same exact things in life. Just really one day when you sit down with your Divine Masculine, you guys can have a real serious talk, you guys are going to find out that both of you were mirroring each other so cold, you're gonna be tripped out on exactly, you guys went through the exact same thing in life, in childhood, everything, almost to the T. It's going to be scary. Watch, because you're each other's mirror, okay? So Divine Masculine, you got the King of Spades, right? And that's that card, again, that talks about the master of the higher lifestyle. So, like, you're wanting to be, like, the master of your home. You're trying to work your way into a direction now to where you are pulling away from more of your religious upbringing to try to chime more into your spiritual side. And this is a card of self-destruct, though. like it says you're in your head a lot, like your personal discipline, like you got to get out your head. It's okay to be in your head, because I'll say it's okay, but this card says it's not okay. And I'm going to tell you why I say it's okay. I say it's okay right now only because you're in Scorpio season, so that's why you've been in your head, because you literally have been trying to figure out, okay, what is all this that's in my head, and what can I do to not cause this karma to come up again, because I'm really tired of going through this circle, and I don't want to create more karma for myself. So just to not create more karma for myself, I'm going to just go back, and I'm going to just hide in the closet. Well, no, you cannot hide in the closet no more, honey. Now it's time to come out that closet, because you have to face the world, because you are the divine masculine. And we have gone through a real powerful patriarchal society where your whole entire bloodline of your grandfather, great-great-grandfather, his father, and so on, they brought a whole lot of stuff to your ancestral bloodline. So here it is. You have been shaken up into one little bottle, and they chose you to live out your ancestral energies. So because they chose you, now here it is. Like I told you earlier, your grandfather, father, his father has taken on all these different secret societies. They have joined like Masons, Freemasons, which I told you is, which means free my son. Free my son from what? Free my son from his birthright. So here it is. Now you're coming into a knowing to where you were never supposed to be part of those karmic contracts, because you were just given those karmic contracts, but you never had a chance to cut those cords. So now here it is. You're being told that you're never supposed to be religious. You were always supposed to be spiritual. So here it is. You were surrounded by people, places, and things who always wanted you to be a part of religion, which means Latin for religion, which means to regulate and bind by. Why do they want you to be regulated and bound by? Because you are the divine masculine, because they know and they are very much aware of your birthright, and they are very much aware that you are next in line for the crown. Therefore, in this card, once again, I'm looking at the card, and I am seeing all these different birds around you, birds, like, but they look like more like the birds that come at you when they just peck you. Like, you ever seen the movie The Birds? That's the first thing that just came in my head, where it's like this man was walking on the street, and he'd look up, and there'd be like a million black birds all along the street pole, and they'd just wait for him, like they waiting to get him. Well, that's what's been up with you, Divine Masculine. Like, these energies have come from several life cycles all headed at you, not just because of your father and his father and that father, all what they did, but because of all those different women that your father and your grandfather and great-great-grandfather was dealing with. They set different spells after them and caused their energies to even be in a certain place, to where they even put those curses on their family bloodline, and on your family bloodline, to be more specific. And now here it is, you're at a place to where you are the one to break that generational curse. So here it is. We got the image, right, of all the birds, like a million of them on the pole, right, on the little vine lines up in the air. And they're waiting for you to make your move, but they're waiting, truthfully, for you to make the wrong move. They're trying to see what you're going to do. And you know that you have to branch away from that. You know that you have to get away from that, but you have not been wanting to let go. So because you have not been wanting to let go, you have actually been dealing with this energy all the way back for a long time. Matter of fact, it goes further back from way before your father. This specific energy that you have been dealing with actually comes from the time of Lilith and Adam. And I'm actually going to do a blog talk tomorrow specifically for you, because I've been divinely led to give you this energy, and I have been trying to get away from it. I did not want to do it at all, but my homegirl Lilith is really on me about this, and excuse my French, but she says, y'all have her effed up. And it literally comes from the fact of how Adam, it literally portrayed Lilith, or mistaken Lilith for really who she is, and that's the energy that you're even dealing with right now with your divine feminine. So I'm going to go into a breakdown more of that on tomorrow, okay, and I'm going to share a little bit more with you tonight, but I'm going to move on. The Jack of Diamonds is your next card. The Jack of Diamonds is talking about values, security, you know, the enterprise, your recognition of spiritual power, so you know who you are. You're money conscious, so here it is. Many of you are getting your businesses in order. You're probably changing jobs. You're probably looking for new jobs. You're probably being recruited to new jobs. You're probably walking away from any jobs that does not make you feel like you're not on a spiritual path or a spiritual journey. You're getting away from those places. But it's like you have this energy within yourself that you know you're a healer or something's more powerful in your life, and you don't want to be in them same places anymore. You know that you're called to a higher order. So it's like you have to have an out for your gift, and where you have been is not where you want to be. And you're finally coming to a place where you're realizing this is not where I want to be, and this is not where I'm going to be. This is a time of life, death, and rebirth. So your rebirth, even when it comes to business, is causing you to look at, wait a minute, I am here to do something magical on this planet. I am here to preach the gospel. The gospel to me means the good spell. What is the good spell? What is your talent? What is your abilities? What are the gifts that you have been birthed into this plane of existence to manifest, okay? And that's exactly what you're looking at right now, and that's exactly what you're taking into consideration, all right? Now, the Ace of Diamonds is your next card, and with the Ace of Diamonds, it's talking about your contacts are very important to you, all right? Not only are they very important to you, but you like secrecy. Like, you like secrets. You want your connection, even, like, your business or your personal connections, you want those very private. And because you want those very private, you may even distance yourself from people because you may feel like you're afraid of what others will say to you or how others will judge you based off of, you know, if they don't like the girl that you're with or if they don't like the business that you're with or what you're doing, then you have the tendency to care a lot about what people think about you. So, therefore, you can go into the hermit stage because of that. But you're incredibly charismatic. You know your worth. You're very ambitious, but you can come across cold and, you know, hard. But your grind really is about your cash right now. Like, you're really grinding for cash. But at the same time, you have to keep in mind that money is currency. So even though money is currency, you're running towards a certain current. But even when you run towards a certain current, I just got a vision of a river, and it's like you're paddling up a river, right? You're paddling up a river, and then all of a sudden the waters get faster and faster and faster and faster. Then you have to grind harder and harder and harder and harder. Then next thing you know, you got to start trying to back paddle because here comes the waterfall. So are you able to handle the waterfall that you're headed towards, in other words? So be careful with those the waterfalls coming ahead of you, because you have to make sure that you're paddling basically up the right part of the stream, all right? This card also comes with obstacles and difficulties. And many of you can have issues with greed, especially when it comes to greed and money, greed, things of that nature. And I said, remember, when you're paddling up that hill like that, especially if you're paddling up a hill and you're chasing money, and many of you may or may not know your karmic debt, but if you're in your name, there's your karmic debt. If you don't watch what your karmic debts are or know what your karmic debts are, then you may be chasing money, and it was never meant for you to chase money, and you can actually hurt, harm, and injure yourself and cause more drama to happen in your life just based off you chasing money. And many of you are chasing money because you don't want to face the reality of really what's happening in your world. And to you, that business, or not just the business, the money, is become your mental escape. And because that money has become your mental escape, then you have actually built up a lot of karma in other areas of your life because you are refusing to face those things that this Scorpio season has brought to you to change, okay? One of the positive sides of this is that, that was the negative side. One of the positive sides is that you're willing to love for the sake alone, for love alone. You're willing to do what you have to do to get in that direction towards love, towards being with the one that you know that you're meant to be with. But in the process, here it is, you're grinding to try to get towards that partner, but you are not realizing or giving yourself an opportunity to really realize that the partner that you are destined to be with is of equal balance. We have come out of that patriarchal society where a man's supposed to do everything, and you will be united with the right partner at the right time if you decide to take that path, because here we are at a crossroad, right? We're even coming into Capricorn. Capricorn is at the end of December. It's the Capricorn transit. Now, the Capricorn transit is more than talking about a crossroad. Like, we're at a crossroad right now because we're going through Scorpio season. But in other words, that means that whatever you've been putting into play all the way up to this point, all the way up to the end of December, is going to basically manifest, and that has everything to do with have you been doing that inner work to basically change your life. And at the end of December, everything's going to calm down for a lot of you out there, but it's like, have you gotten to that place of, you know, saying, okay, which path am I going to choose? Did I decide to go on with this path with these people or that person or the same old, or am I going to go for the newness and go for what it is that I know that is destined to walk in my crown to get? Okay. Ooh, so that was your reading with that. Now, I want to go into the breakdown on my relationship with Lilith, Venus, Oshun, Mayat, Sekhmet, and my ancestors. I want to start with saying, talking to the Divine Feminine and the Divine Masculine collectively, and most importantly, the Divine Feminine. And I want you to take a look at something, even the Divine Masculine, especially with us coming out of this patriarchal society, now going into a matriarchal society. As women, we have come through a lot. In many traditions, it's like the images that you see around the aura of the sun depicted behind the head of the deities or gods, and most of the images that you see out there, it was like it was there to show everyone the true and the original logo. You know how you have a logo to identify something, like you have a logo for McDonald's or Burger King, things of that nature? Where if you look at the pictures, like behind the different deities' head, like even in the Catholic Church, things of that nature, you'll see the different sun behind Jesus' head, or Christian church will see the sun behind Jesus' head. And basically what that sun is, that symbol is the symbol of the Divine Feminine. It was showing the world that the woman was always the rule of thumb. The sun was just the messenger. And because he did not just bring the message, but he tried to take her reign, he tried to take all of her credit, and the woman was never given the proper credit, okay? And that has a lot to do with, you know, from Lilith to Adam, it's like time tells a tale of the woman's battle, you know, to be whole, to be accepted for all of her, you know, and all of her essence at 360 degrees. You know, here we come full circle. And it's full circle, 360 degrees of knowledge, right? So here it is now. The woman has never gotten a chance to tell her side of the story, because who was writing most of the books throughout history? It was mostly men that were writing the books. And even if you hear like a newspaper article of someone, something happening to someone in the news, and everyone's like, oh, look what happened to that person. I'll take my story, for example, the Jakiya Ford story. They're like, look what happened to that girl, look what she did. But here it is, I'm in all these newspapers and everything about my whole Jakiya Ford story and what happened in Montana. But even with my ancestral energy, many people didn't even know that from my ancestral side, my great-great-great-grandfather is Major Taylor. He is known as the Iron Rider. He was a man who was, he basically started the United States Army, the United States Army's first transportation department via bicycle. So he would ride from Lola, Montana, all the way to St. Louis, Missouri, and ride with the military on bike and do their keepsakes, like their travel, whatever their packages were. And he would show the soldiers how to travel and travel through the mountains, you know, on a bicycle. So because of that, his time in fighting in the war, he was never given, because he was an indigenous man. During that time, President Ulysses Grant was in power and placed as a president. And President Ulysses Grant never gave my family any type of money. Back then, when the indigenous men would fight in the wars, they were given land versus money. So here it is, my family bloodline was given these patents, all these patents that are in our family's names, which I still have, and they're all noted all throughout history through the Bureau of Land Management everywhere. And here it is, my grandmothers, my great-great-grandmothers, my moms, you know, things of that nature. They had to hold down the household. They had to hold down the cities. They had to hold down, you know, the children and the family. And I come from big families where they would have to, you know, the women would have to take care of all these children while, you know, my grandfather or my great-great-grandfather was away, you know, fighting for the war or helping the United States government build their and things of that nature. However, when I stepped forward to claim my family's birthright, I was not only vilified, but I was basically taken through a whole bunch of drama that didn't make any sense whatsoever. And what the whole true breakdown of it was is that my family was never given proper credit. And then here it was, people didn't even know that I had over an $18 million plus lawsuit directly across the street regarding my case, but they would never, ever tell the news, tell my side of the story. They just made it seem like this woman came in and she stole the house, things of that nature, but they never told the side of the story where I was actually the landlord, the landowner, who has three witnesses and a notary inside of the bank that the land sits on that all signed off on the land, proving that I'm the rightful owner of the land. They never put any of that in the paper because of the people that wrote the story had more power than me, of course, because who was I dealing with? The county attorneys, and everybody's related, the judge, the county attorney, everybody. There's students inside of the courthouse in Montana practicing law from the University of Montana. So everybody's related there, and it's not an indigenous town. You don't see no little black girls running around Montana. So basically, to make a long story short, I was vilified for stepping forward to claim my family's birthright, right? Not only that, I was never able given a proper chance to tell my side of the story. Matter of fact, to this day, they have my picture up at the courthouse in Montana that says, do not let her in, okay? So here it is from even my ancestral side of the family. I'm telling my story because I had to build a platform to even tell my own side of the story, which is pretty deep because even in Montana, a lot of the indigenous and the natives and the Indians were not only slaughtered there, but if you look at the history throughout Montana, there was millions and millions of buffaloes that were slaughtered there, okay? But what's even more powerful than that was the fact that these are all newspapers, and newspapers have millions and millions of dollars. Then here it is me, I'm trying to call and get all types of help or whatever, and it's like you don't have millions and millions of dollars, and every lawyer in Montana has been told not to touch your case, then what type of power do I have just little old me by myself? So basically that was my whole story for my whole ancestral bloodline that even brought me on this journey in the first place to awaken me up, to cause me to even go on this path to my awakening. So shout out to my great-great-grandfather, Major Taylor, and for all the things that he's done, not only to help, build this land, but to help start the United States Army Transportation Department and has never given proper credit. Other than Queen Elizabeth in the 1800s, she literally came to America to give him credit for who he was and who he is. All throughout Chicago, all throughout the United States, you'll see bike trails all throughout the whole entire United States that says Major Taylor Trail. Even in Chicago, there's bicycles all throughout Chicago that says Major Taylor Trail. That is my family's bloodline. That is our birthright. That belongs to my family. I have all the patents and everything for that. However, my family was never given proper credit for that whatsoever. Why is that, and why do they tell a story to try to hide the facts in that? So that goes to show you how I'm just a mere example for my family bloodline that has awakened my ancestors to even showing me the path of being able to point out to you the different goddesses and deities to help the indigenous divine feminine, not just indigenous divine feminine, but the divine feminine period, to wake up the divine masculine even to who he is and claim back their birthright. So that was part of my birthright, right? So that was my ancestral line, okay? Now, what's even deeper about it is I took some more notes on what I want to share with you guys. Now, Sekhmet. Sekhmet is another goddess who literally has helped me along my journey. Sekhmet is basically known as the Eye of Ra. Like, she was never properly given her credit for who she was. She was told that, you're too aggressive, you don't need to be aggressive, but the woman has it within her to be that lioness. She has it within her because we all have the divine masculine and the divine feminine energy within us. And what is deep about it is, here it is, as women, women weren't allowed to gather, first of all. And then when we practiced herbalism, we were called witches. And when our kundalini would rise, it's like we were given exorcisms. And then our sexuality was considered a sin. So it's like when we gather, women, we create stargates. So here it is that we're told that we're not supposed to be emotional when we are emotions. We are the moon. We are Lilith. And how do we come into being Lilith? Well, Lilith was depicted as dark, as evil. She was depicted as someone who was, you know, they would say, you know, pick Eve, you know, don't, you know, stay away from Lilith because Lilith is very dark and gory and she gave birth to demons. Well, many did not know, but do you know another name for demons is spirit? As a matter of fact, Lilith, the dark moon Lilith, is basically chaos. It's the void in which everything comes from. Everything comes from darkness, everything. The story of Lilith was that Lilith was Adam's original wife. And Adam had a problem with Lilith and her, basically her authority. And basically, I guess the way the story goes is that, you know, they were basically getting ready to get down, you know, do the do. And Adam was like, no, like, you need to get on the bottom. And she was like, I don't want to get on the bottom. I want to get on the top. And he was like, no, you need to be on the bottom because a man is supposed to be on the top. So here it is, we're learning throughout history to where, first of all, if you look at the Washington Monument, I believe it's called the oblique, if I'm saying it right, that Washington Monument stone that shows the male's penis, basically that was even Lilith giving that idea to Adam in the first place, showing him how if you allow the woman to be herself, she will not only empower you, but she will help you bring out the power within yourself, right? So even that from Adam and Lilith. Now, Adam ran to God because he had a problem with Lilith being who she was. So he was like, you know, she's too aggressive and she's too masculine. I don't want to deal with that. You need to give me somebody else. So God created Eve. Now, when God created Eve from Adam's rib, which is like basically a soulmate, when he created Eve, then here it is, Adam was like still not satisfied because then he still tried to run back to Lilith. But by this time, Lilith already went and, you know, to her dark night of the soul to where she was like really hurt or whatever, and she had to go through all of her cries and her pain just like the divine feminine did. And then she ended up running off into exile, but not just run off into exile, like she was literally like pushed away into exile. So in the biblical stories, it's talking about how she just was cast out into the desert. Well, the way I look at that with her being cast out into the desert was she was basically cast out into nature. She was cast out into nature to basically be protected, to love herself, to learn more about herself. And I don't know how this whole divine feminine and divine masculine thing is going to turn out, but now I'm looking at it like what from Lilith is showing me is that when she met Samuel, because Adam went to get his stuff together and then he wanted to choose her as his second after he realized, you know, Eve was not going to, you know, be his all, like Lilith, what Lilith was originally created for Adam. So here it is that Lilith was actually, you know, given someone else. Like I just shared with the Divine Feminine this week, that if you're a Divine Masculine and want to get it together, then Spirit's going to bring someone else in to make sure that, you know, you are embraced and you are honored and you are loved for who you are because you are the Divine Feminine. So as a matter of fact, there is a shift that's happening right now. There is a major shift that's happening because, first of all, in indigenous societies, the child was always carried by the mother. They always carried the child's name. The child always carried the mother's name. And that shifted after the rule of King George, a.k.a. King James, okay, because there was no J's back during that time, so he was King George. And King George became very jealous of the woman's power, and he began to transfer the rights of the mother over to the father. And that led generations after that to believe that the child was to bear the father's name. But in indigenous cultures, the camps would gather together to learn more from each other, how they would cook, clean, things of that nature. So they would all get together. The men, the women, they would get together in packs, right? So basically, after they would get together in packs, it wasn't not just for, you know, to have polygamous situations going on. But truth be told, if you look throughout your history, you will see that the women picked the men from the camp, and they would go inside of this one tent or whatever, and they would have these big orgies. Now, because they were having these big orgies, what ended up happening was the woman did not know who the baby was, who the baby's father was. So with her not knowing who the baby's father was, the responsibility would fall on the mother's side of the family, causing the male side of her family to help her to raise that child. And then that would do away with the responsibility of that pressure from society of the baby daddy not paying child support or being there for the child, leaving the men in more of a comfort zone to learn to parent versus pressure of not having enough time for his wife or his baby mama or his child due to child support. So the raisers of that child was like the male on the woman's side of the family. And usually that was like an uncle or grandma or grandpa, etc., which is what's happening today, like especially if a lot of women are having babies, and then here it is, the mother or the aunt or things of that nature is helping them take care of that child. And that's literally the natural order of law. However, when shows like Jerry Springer came along, Jerry Springer made it big off of the imbalance of exposing this disorder. So throughout history, women were basically given exorcisms, like whenever their kundalini would rise. During these big rituals they would have, like with, when it was mating season, basically they would go together in this tent, their kundalini would rise, they would pick a certain time of the year where they would mate, you know, with to have this child, and to start birthing and breeding these nations. So basically, if you look even back at history, even back from the women who fought in the armies, they were women who were basically practiced not polygamy, but polyamory. If you don't know what that is, that's when the women had multiple husbands. It was not natural for the man to have multiple wives. It was always the woman who had not only birth nations, but she was to bring in the natural balance in order for whatever that tribe was to bring forth via bloodline. If you look throughout history, even on your mother's birth certificate or your father's birth certificate, there was always some type of blood type. Now they no longer put the blood type on the birth certificate. Why is that? You must ask yourself, why do they no longer put the blood type on the birth certificate, okay? So basically here as women, we were told that we're not supposed to be emotional. But women are the original balancer. They're the moon. They basically, like Lilith said, like, y'all have me wrong. Like, matter of fact, it was always the males who wrote the different Bibles and the different stories about Lilith. So Lilith was never able to be given her chance to tell her side of the story, just like the different women throughout history. Even look at Maat. Maat was the original pharaoh. And during that time, many did not even know that Maat was the original pharaoh, because she had to dress up as a man, because where she was from, which was Upper and Lower Egypt that she represented, women were not allowed to, or the society was not used to a man, basically, a woman, you know, taking over or ruling that area. So even my aunt had to dress up as a man. So, and then if you look at throughout history, once again, Lilith, same thing happened with her, where she was exiled out, you know, into society and gave birth to many, they said demons, but she was actually given birth to spirit. And she was given birth to spirit, and she was cursed by God so much. Why was she still giving birth to so many babies? She would have never been that fertile if she was cursed by God that much. So here it is. Throughout history, the man has always fought with the power of the woman. And because he has fought with the power of the woman, this is where the divine masculine comes in, because the divine masculine even is going through a challenge right now, to where he will not allow the divine feminine to be her goddess self. He will not allow the divine feminine to stand and reign in all of her power. He wants all the power for himself, failing to understand that the patriarchal society system is over with, and now it's time for the matriarchal society. But the divine feminine has been willing to share that energy with her. She's been willing to share that space with him. However, now the divine feminine is even coming into her own, and she's realizing who she is. She's not only realizing who she is, she's having past life experiences where she's waking up to who not only she was back then, but now she's ready to tell her side of the story, okay? So even if you look at nature, the original balance of nature is actually, you know, like I said, look at the animals. The animals, even with the females in the animal kingdom, they will sniff out the male. And if the male has some type of dis-ease, meaning something that was going to dis-ease the bloodline, then what she would do was she would either, you know, get him away from her, or she would kill him immediately, or she would have sex with him and then she would kill him immediately, things of that nature, right? So here it is that the feminine energy, she's had many suitors. But she has not taken on those suitors, because here it is, she knows that things are always supposed to be back to balance. So here it is, she's facing the whole 360-degree circle again, trying to give Adam, which is divine masculine, atom, you know, autonomy. She's trying to give him a chance to step up to the plate. But the divine masculine, because of his bloodline and because of his ego and because of all these energies that he has brought on through his family bloodline, he is refusing to see the fact that he's been given chance after chance after chance. However, if you do not learn from history, history has a way of repeating itself. So here we are once again, and history is repeating itself. However, this is the time now where Lilith is literally bringing it back to a place where she's like, uh-uh. I gave you a chance last time to tell your side of the story and to be right and to be fair, but now because we're in the season of Scorpio, you know, rebirth, death, now it's time for things to be balanced. If you have had your reign, you have had your rule of thumb, now it's time for me to reign, and I'm trying to do it nicely. I'm trying to make sure that it's equal. I'm trying to make sure that it's balanced, and I don't want to chop your head off, and that's why many of you see Kalima, the deity Kalima. She's walking with a head, a skeleton head in her hand, or even Sekhmet, because here it is that they have to cut off the head of the male, the ones that are refusing to bring everything back to balance, bring everything back to order. Okay, so here we are. We are recently shifting from the patriarchal society to the matriarchal society, okay? And many traditions, they find it offensive. Religions, they find it offensive to have the woman in a leadership position because they have been conditioned throughout bloodline and generation after generation to believe that it was only the male that was empowered. However, many are finding that their disregard and disrespect towards the divine woman is causing havoc within their own lives. So many are being taken off the planet, one. They're turning feminine, two. They're having serious health issues, three. They're losing limbs, four. Or they're being taken over by forces dressed as women in bodies that are luring them into sex rituals while they're simultaneously, you know, taking life and sucking the life out of them. Okay, whether this is a physical sex act or whether this is through sex magic, it is here it is once again, just like I said earlier, the divine masculine is refusing to give the woman back her crown. So because he's refusing to give her back her crown, then here it is that he is literally finding himself in a place where he is being matched up with these different women, where he's laying down with them, but he does not realize that these are not women. These are spirits that have come through the spiritual realm. These are like anchors, like anchors, like tethers from the divine masculine's bloodline or the bloodline of the women that sent the curses over the men in your bloodline that is causing the divine masculine to have to go through more and more of these women called succubus taking your soul away from you because they are stealing your birthright because you're refusing to wake up. You're refusing to let go of the pain and the hurt that someone else has caused you. And because you're refusing to let go of that pain and hurt that someone has caused you, you have projected that pain, that same exact pain on your divine feminine, the same exact one that you asked God for. And know how they always say it's best to not ask God for something than to ask for it and then take advantage of it when he gives it to you? Well, that's basically what the divine masculine is experiencing right now. Without even realizing that Lilith, she's the original source of void. So the divine masculine has a problem with stepping into her goddess power. He has a problem with her being who she is. So here it is. You can look on different religious societies even. They have pictures of a whole bunch of men that are in these pictures. And the pictures of all these men could be, I'll say like 100 men in the picture, but you may see one or two women off to the side. Where's all the women? Or if there's women in the picture, the women are in the back of the men versus in the front of the men. They're not holding the woman up to her highest regard. And because of that, we have come into a time to where anyone, any man, I don't care who you are on this planet, even if you are a woman and you have been supporting a man, disrespecting a divine feminine, especially a divine female in this hour, you're not only going to find that havoc is going to be wreaked in your life, but you're going to find yourself going through the most serious transformation that your entire family's bloodline can go through and that man's bloodline can go through, because literally at this point your family is cursed. And trust me, with these energies, you don't even want to be messing with these energies at all. So basically, Oshun is another one. Oshun has, she's such a beautiful goddess to me. I love her because Oshun has been here for me in so many ways. She has taught me my love of self. She's taught me my beauty, how to love myself, how to look within, how to know that I'm beauty inside and out. Oshun, her story is similar as well. Now, the story of Oshun is all these different deities from, like, African spirituality. If you look up all different deities, you'll see who they are, different gods, right? Now, all of them were like, well, we don't need Oshun. You know, get Oshun away from us. We don't need her. And they went like to the high priest or whatever, and he was like, "Oh, where's Oshon?" They were like, "Well, our waters and our rivers and everything, they dried up, and you know, we can't harvest anything, we can't manifest anything. What's up?" And he looked around and he was like, "Well, where's Oshon?" They were like, "Oh, we don't need Oshon, we got this." And he was like, "Y'all, somebody go get Oshon." So he summoned for Oshon. So when he summoned for Oshon, Oshon walks in the door. And when she walks in the door, she walks in with all her power, all her might. And that's where you see all the rivers. You know, she dried up all the rivers because, you know, they weren't acknowledging her power. Water is knowledge. I mean, she took all of her power with her. She took all of her energy with her. And that's the same thing that you're finding that's happening right now. The divine feminine, she is taking back her power. And if the divine masculine or the masculine energies all over the planet is not acknowledging the divine feminine's power, and so who she is, a perfect example of it would be in Beyonce when she did that video and she walked out the door and she had the yellow dress on and all the waters came flowing from behind her. That was her showing her Oshun goddess powers. Now, when the god summons Oshun to come in, Oshun came in with all the waters, all the rivers, everything that they needed for the crops and everything. So Oshun, she has basically helped me through my dark night of my soul. She basically taught me about my inner beauty, like my unique ability to love, like especially in a time where a world has grown so cold and heartless. Oshun has taught me about my inner beauty. It's like she pointed out to me tear after tear that the one who doesn't care and see my true beauty doesn't deserve me. Oshun has taught me that there is nothing wrong with me. It was merely the ones who were hurting me who were actually the hurt ones. So because of that, she taught me the beauty of who I am and my mind, my body, and my spirit, and she taught me to literally to walk the path of the divine holistically. And from there, it was in that place where I learned that I was surely in a place of bliss, and that's when I knew and understood more that it is surely easier for a camel to enter into the eye of a needle than it is to walk the path of the divine feminine. And it was there where I began to realize that it was never me. I was only attracting partners who were placed along my path to awaken the goddess within me. And that helped me bring me back to my natural order. And it was only then, and only then, was I realizing that I was repelling those who were basically blinded by my light. So because they were blinded by my light, you know, it was never my job to awaken them to who I am, but for me to awaken myself. Now, Venus is also another goddess. Venus is known as like, they say she's a planet, but she's like the goddess of beauty and love. And my Venus is in Scorpio, so I love speaking about Venus. And Venus has taught me more just about like, I know there are singers out there, but at the same time, I've always wanted to sing. So I sing and it makes me feel good. I write songs. I write books, I write about how I'm feeling, and Venus has helped me tap more into that. Venus is, and if you really think about it, Venus, Oshun, Sekhmet, Mayat, like all of the great cosmic mothers, Aphrodite, like all of them, like they're Lilith, they're all, if you think about it, my ancestors, it's like we're all talking about the same people. It's like the same exact person. It's like just recycled all over again, but within me. So maybe this is why that they have chosen me to give you this message tonight, because of the fact that there's a lot of different details to the story that have been overlooked when it comes to the divine feminine. And here it is throughout history. She has always been portrayed as someone who was never allowed to be herself, never allowed to step into her goddess power. Her power has always been breached. Someone has always tried to take her birthright. She has always been in a position where she has always tried to prove who she was. Not only try to prove who she was, but she's always tried to love. And that was like her, one of her biggest things was just no matter what happened to her, the woman has always tried to love. The divine feminine has always tried to love because she is love. And what I'll say to that is the one that beholds the divine feminine energy, he who finds that beautiful feminine energy and she's able to fall in love with him and to embrace him, it is him that is lucky, not just her, because she could choose anyone in the whole entire galaxy. But here it is, she has been anointed to not only be so divine, but she is basically, look how close she is to God, even for her to be able to you know, literally be in a position where it's like Adam wasn't getting it together. He ran off with Eve. So she was like, well, if you're going to run off with Eve, I'm going to do it too. But she didn't just do it right away. She was sent out into the desert to learn more about herself, to go back to nature, to come back to balance. And then what happened? She ended up finding Samuel. So I'm looking at it now like Adam could have just been the one to help prepare her for Samuel. And then here it is. They say that she gave birth to demons. Another name for demons is spirit. So here it is. She birthed all these different spirits, and she didn't mind killing them like they claim that she killed them. But if she knows who she is, that means that they were never dead. They were just in another realm. And she always has access to her children. So the thing that is very more powerful more than anything is not only knowing who you are as a divine feminine, but embracing who you are as a divine feminine and looking further into the subject matter and starting first with your love of self. And these goddesses that I mentioned tonight, which is Lilith, Venus, Oshun, Maat, and your ancestors, and there's many more out there, I highly recommend that you allow these goddesses and these beautiful spirits, especially beginning with Lilith, beginning with your ancestors, because that's where I started. But allow them to come into your life and begin to do your own research. Don't just take my word for it, okay? And you will see for yourself just how powerful you are and just how much do you want to go down the rabbit hole in this knowing, okay? So Divine Masculine, what you going to do? Not just with the Divine Feminine, but this is something that you have to deal with within yourself. This is something that comes from your bloodline. This is something that was tainted from within your bloodline because you refuse to allow the Divine Feminine to not only be herself, but it's like you're embarrassed because of who she is. If you're embarrassed because of who she is, that means that you're still listening to people that are outside of you without acknowledging the fact that this is who the Creator created specifically for you. So just like Adam lost Lilith and he ran off to Eve, I don't know what to tell you when it comes to these times because now we're in the times of life, death, and rebirth, and the truth is surfacing everywhere. So will you have to go through that dark night of the soul and you will have to be humbled and broken all the way down to your knees, even to the point to where you're going to finally wake up and realize exactly what you had right before your very eyes. But will your ego be so prideful that here it is, just like Adam had to learn, will you have to learn the same way that Atom did in your own autonomy and being humble and broken down so cold to itty-bitty little pieces to realize just how powerful this woman is in your life when it comes to your equality with the Divine Feminine? Because here it is, we're coming back to its natural order. And you got away with it the first time with this Eve of evolution, where you wanted to evolve off into your own thing. But now you're merely being asked, what do you want to do now? Do you want to really get down with your reason for being and who you are and who you were called to be as one? Because this is the time and this is the hour to do just that. All right, everyone. It was so powerful to share this with you, and I thank each and every one of you for joining me here tonight, all right? So tomorrow I am looking to go in further on the aspects of Adam and his relationship with Lilith and this new moon in Scorpio, and I'm super excited about it. I'm getting such major downloads, so I'm trying to get them out as fast as possible. At the same time, I'm trying to, you know, just see where my ancestors and all of these love goddesses have me, because this is a very, very powerful hour, and I am very honored to be in this position to bring you such downloads. So everyone have a beautiful night. Peace.
adjusted how you played me. For my love, you never tried. You made your tongue an automatic weapon. What kind of man downplays his wife? The picture that you paint of me. Karma makes your lies backfire. I am too old for this. Times are too cold for this. Second guessing on your noble way. You have no argument. A picture was too painted to be perfect. How did I fall for this? Past life may have had some evil ways. So now here comes the twist. By your ego, control your rule inside. I'm my own spirit, I've adjusted me. I've humbly dropped my pride. I represent the balance of the people. Oh, how they need me now. Yeah, we're entrapped by our ego. Too much on foolish pride. I am too old for this. Times are too cold for this. Second guessing on your noble ways. You have no argument. A picture was too painted to be perfect. How did I fall for this? Past life may have had some evil ways. So now here comes the twist. Second guessing on your noble ways. You have no argument. A picture was just painted to be perfect.